He's on that. He's going great against us. Going to center ice. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And... no! Not possible! Not possible!
Overnight weekend.
Hit the countdown. 3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air, live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill for the next couple of hours. We'll combine both sports, a little comedy, a little humor, a little social issues as well. We'll have some fun for the next couple of hours. My guests will include, get this, there's a football league going, a pro football league going here in the United States. Get this, no pads. Pro football, full contact, no pads, no helmets, straight up. We're talking about the A7FL, 7-on-7. Pretty good, exciting football. Saw some video of it today. We'll talk with their president in depth tonight, Ryan DePaul. Of course, Charles J. will join us as well, the man from PlaysByJay.com. In between that, we got lots of things to talk about. NFL, boxing, USC. The Major League Baseball situation, of course, the NBA, you name it. How about Joey Bosa not signing with the Chargers? What's going on there? Straight up, what is hip is next here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines all around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from San Francisco, this is Sports Byline and the Taco Man.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh. Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Granger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
What is up? Sports date, August 28th, 2016. Cradle snatching Jennifer Lopez, best known as the ex-wife of Mark Anthony, the same girl, of course, that took part in that sex tape with Puff Daddy. I'm talking about Sean Combs back in the days when he was Sean Combs. Anyway, do you think I'm kidding? Well, she got a TRO, a temporary restraining order, against Suge Knight for him not to release it a few years ago. So why would she get the TRO if the tape didn't exist? Anyway, the bottom line is she's in the news this week, not because she's, like, making it as an actress. She's fading. You know, she's an old MILF. And the bottom line is still looking pretty good, though. This boyfriend she's got, Carson Smart, her and this guy got into a big beef over the Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz fight of last week. I mean, a big beef, and they broke up. Big deal, right? But it makes the headlines. Speaking of Nate Diaz, bottom line is Nate Diaz, of course, brought it to the dance last week and lost against Conor McGregor. But I have to tell you this, man, he failed. He flunked miserably in Ebonics. I mean, I think I won that fight. Come on, man. Blake, I mean, was he trying to sound ghetto? Yeah, he is a little bit ghetto from the 209 area code, but you don't have to portray that on television. Of course, smoking the vape pen afterwards wasn't a smart idea either. Worse, neither was the idea of those seven Irish dudes that took on Nick Diaz. Remember I told you in the past that if I ever went back to the days where I was doing television in Tijuana at one Saturday each month where I went down to Tijuana and did Saturday TV around the world, of course, I'd be hanging out with all these chiquitas till 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning at different bars, and you couldn't get taxis to go home, so I had to, like, jog or run home, you know, run back to the Best Western Hotel or wherever we were staying at that point in time in Tijuana. Anyway, rough streets as they were, I said I'd rather have Nick Diaz with me than I would Cain Velasquez, the former heavyweight champion. You people laughed at me. You scoffed. Then last week, he's coming out of a nightclub in Las Vegas. I think it was called The Mark or something like that. And the bottom line is seven guys picked a fight with him, and all seven guys got their tail kicked. All seven of them. They're running for security. Help, help, help. One guy kicked seven guys' ass. Now you know why. I'm trying to tell you, this guy is a bad dude. And bottom line is pound for pound, Nick Diaz, not the best MMA fighter in the world, but on the street, that's the guy I want. Colin Kaepernick refused to stand up during the national anthem. Ticked off a lot of people. Why? I don't get it. It's a freedom of expression type of thing, you know. Everybody wants to have their freedom of expression. The Confederate flag, the American flag. You know, he doesn't want to stand up during the anthem. He's got a point. I mean, I hate to put it to you like this, but this is the ninth week in a row where I can report that a policeman shot a kid in the back or a young man in the back this week, and I can report that he was unarmed. That's not cool. When I can do that 9 for 9, I'm an ex-cop. Remember that? This is an ex-policeman telling you 9 for 9, 9 weeks for nine, cops shooting people in the back, not a damn good thing. No way, no how. To remember, I am an ex-cop. Speaking of cops, the cops grabbed Todd Marinovich. Remember him? Former Raider. Caught him in the backyard of some Southern California home. Of course, he was on drugs, naked. What was he doing in the backyard? He was on ecstasy. When you take this ecstasy stuff, you know, I remember I'm messing with this chick. I was doing some bodyguard work down on Fisherman's Wharf a couple of years ago, and we had a party. We were supposed to protect this party of these VIPs, and they were on ecstasy, and they were coming up to me going, "I love you. I think you're the greatest thing in the world." I said, "Get away from me, guys, girls, the whole nine yards." Anyway, the bottom line is drugs aren't cool. Ecstasy's not cool, and Marinovich has a long history of it. Speaking of a long history, how about Brittany Griner? You know her? Yeah, she's, of course, the 6'8" center of the Phoenix Mercury of the WNBA. Ooh, WNBA. Anyway, to the 2016 Olympian. Down there in Rio, she called DeMarcus Cousins of the Sacramento Kings a little man and said she could beat him one-on-one. Kevin Durant says he don't think so. Anyway, bottom line is she's 6'8", calling the shots. But, you know, then she's also in the news for this. On the same day, get this, Brittany, her wife, Glory Johnson, yeah, she's gay. She's pregnant with twins. This is one day after Britney. That's 2 days after she makes the news. But one day after filing for an annulment of their marriage. Oh, history. And you're pregnant with twins. Shame on you. Anyway, Pat's quarterback. I'm talking about Tom Brady, of course, out for 4 weeks. Not because of the scissors. Of course, this is the results of Deflategate. Actually, the cover-up of Deflategate. Of course, the cover-up is always worse than a crime. Speaking of something that's not worse than a crime, ex-NFL safety Darren Sharper sentenced to 18 years this week. 18 years in prison for 16 rapes in 4 different states. He pulled the same spit with an H that Bill Cosby pulled, and Bill Cosby not in jail. There's two types of justice in this country, folks. That's right. I'm not talking white and black. I'm talking Poe and rich. There's no doubt about that. Talking about this. Hey, and although AIDS has like sort of been snuffed out here in the United States for the most part, I mean, not everybody. It's not big mass epidemics. It's still the number one cause of death for African teenagers. Bottom line is that's pretty scary. Back to the Chicago cops. Why? They're in the news again. Police chief, of course, this week called for the firing of the 7 cops that covered up the killing of Laquan McDonald. Remember him? He was shot 16 times, 14 times while he was on the ground after being shot twice by Jason Van Dyke. Dyke shoots him twice, puts him to the ground, shoots him 14 more times while he's on the ground. There's 15 rounds in the clip, and the one in the chamber, 16 rounds in all. God, how can you do that to a guy laying on the ground? Of course, he's been charged with murder, but these 7 cops were with him said that this guy ran to the policeman, he was threatening the policeman, and the video shows he was walking away from the policeman. So how the heck can he do that? Anyway, speaking of something that's a little crazy, how can two guys, both John Jones and Brock Lesnar, how can they both test positive for estrogen blockers? What are athletes, what are male athletes taking estrogen blockers for? Estrogen is a female hormone. It's not something that we have in our bodies. Why would you need an estrogen blocker unless you were taking steroids? This is what I've been told by the steroid guys themselves. This is what you do when you're slacking off coming off a cycle of steroids. You take an estrogen blocker. Therefore, your T level doesn't fall to that of an 85-year-old man like John Jones did in December of 2014 when he was tested for that fight with Daniel Cormier. Of course, that was the same test which he came up with a little bit of cocaine in his bloodstream. Anyway, the bottom line is he should be suspended for 2 years, as should Brock Lesnar. But hey, how about this one? Arthur Jones, though, remember him? Yeah, the Baltimore Colts, of course, the brother of John Jones. He'll still get suspended. He's out, of course, for a performance-enhancing drug. And speaking of performance-enhancing drugs, not NFL rookie. I'm talking about top running back and, of course, the top draft pick of the Dallas Cowboys, Ohio State's very own double E, Ezekiel Elliott, of course, was caught in a marijuana dispensary this week. Didn't buy anything, but he was caught in a marijuana dispensary up in, I think it's in Seattle, Washington. Of course, it's legal there. What's the beef? I don't understand it. He wasn't smoking nothing. And again, it's cool for Brett Favre to take 15 Vicodins before a game. That's okay. You didn't test him for that. But if the guy smokes weed, you got to throw him out of the game? Come on. Speaking of NFL and the Ohio State Buckeyes, how about their number one pick, the guy that went to the San Diego Chargers? I'll talk about Joey Bosa. He appears to be ready to step down, sit out the entire season. I kid you not. The entire season. Why? Says he wants more money. Well, the deal the Chargers threw at him, he'd make more money than anybody this year but Carson Wentz. I think Carson Wentz got more money in the first year than he did. Straight up, I don't understand what's going on with Joey. Joey's trying to piss away his career. This is the way to do it. First year, this is your rookie year, baby. Sad, sad, sad. Speaking of sad, Sean Rooks, 46 years old, played in the NBA for 12 seasons, number 2 pick of the Dallas Mavs back in 1992. 749 NBA games, 7 teams. He died this week. Just dropped dead at the age of 46. Nobody knows why. No cause of death. Wow, that's a bit of a bummer. Anyway, is it just me? Are you tired? Have you had enough of the 2016 presidential election yet? Have you? Hey, remember this. I was a San Francisco policeman. Back in the day, the late Gregory Slocum was my enemy. I was a cop. He was a crook. There was just no doubt about it. And he was selling fentanyl, which is a really strong, 500 times more powerful than heroin. He was selling fentanyl on the corner of Fitzgerald and Jennings, and all these guys were dying from these overdoses because a machete is enough to kill 3 people, okay? A machete of powder. Anyway, people were dying left and right. Now they find out these pills that Prince was taking, he thought were Vicodins, were spiked with fentanyl. Shame on you, man. And get a lot of mind is Prince, you're an idiot, because if you can't afford good dope with your money, you shouldn't be taking dope. Speaking of dope, this guy is dope, and I mean in a positive way. King LeBron James, right, Cleveland Cavaliers icon. You know, paid for that family, take it back. 5,000 kids and their families last week, of course, went to a amusement park in Ohio at the behest of Mr. Former NBA franchise owner. That's what he said this week. He wants to buy an NBA team. Joey Bosa, can't believe that, man, not signing that. But Trevor Austin, I take that back, has signed a deal with the Rams. A wide receiver signed a four-year deal worth $42 million. More power to him. University of Miami, of course, dismissed two players this week for renting cars, for getting free rental cars. We're talking about Jermaine Grayson, of course, looks like a Quentin Muhammad. Both those guys have been cut. They are history. Of course, Ezekiel Elliott, we talked about that. Dallas quarterback Tony Romo. Wow, he's out like the entire season again. What did he miss, 15 games last year? Third play of the game against Seattle, he gets drilled by the Seattle Seahawks defensive end, Cliff Avril. Of course, Dallas has already lost that other guy. What's his name? Kellen Moore, something like that. Of course, at quarterback. And now they've got this other guy named Dak Prescott. So is Dak the real deal? 39-50. I know he's number four pick, I think, in the fourth round. 454 yards, five passing TDs, two rushing TDs, no interceptions, 78% completion rating. Come on, I think you got to give Dak some slack here, man. But the bottom line is Jerry Jones and the guys are freaking out. They're talking about maybe going in another direction. Why? Because they're hurting at quarterback. They don't have the faith in the rookie that I do. Bottom line is we're having fun tonight. And on this day in 1972, August 28, 2000. Take it back. 1972, Mark Spitz captured the first of seven gold medals, right? Before Mr. Phelps, there was Mark Spitz. Seven gold medals, the Summer Olympics in Munich, of course, Germany in 2000. Of course, that was the sad Olympics in which those Israeli athletes were killed by those terrorists. Bottom line is, sad day. But this is August 28, 2016. Bottom line is, this is Johnny Thomas Osnos live from the Sports Byline Studios.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now, today's Gemstone DIY construction tip. Before you prep your patio area, call your local utilities or 811 to have any plumbing, cable, or electrical lines marked. Then, dig down below the root level of vegetation in the area. For dry soil, try watering the area the night before you plan to dig, and always use landscaping cloth to create a barrier between the old soil and the new base of sand you'll be using. And now, a word from Gemstone.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal. We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Gemstone.
Gemstone comes in lightweight panels. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
Call Gemstone at 800-955-STONE. That's 800-955-7866.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Thank you.
8:25, make it 26 minutes past the hour. Hour number one or two, Johnny talking to his All-Stars. Let's bring in my All-Stars right now. Zach Attack Young, how's life treating you, Zach?
Oh, it's great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Is your mouth full, man? Did Jeremy blow the end of that monologue or what? I mean, I did so well, and then boom, just choked the end. Remember we talked about that?
I thought you did fine, Johnny Taco. Don't beat too hard.
That's pretty cool. Now it's time to bring in, of course, the man that runs the network here, at least his mom runs the network. The bottom line is Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Life is always good for Dominic. At least he admits that and brags to it each and every week. I guess tonight will be no different, would it, Dominic?
You got that damn right.
Okay. Dom, what's on the plate, baby?
Yeah, you know, right now I think the hottest thing is we're getting ready for football season. I think we're going to talk about that a little bit later, so let's go in baseball, baby. Playoffs are right around the corner. We're getting late August here, and it's all about reaching the playoffs in October. So baseball's off and running. Zach's got to be chuckling his all the way to whatever bank he goes to. The Dodgers are playing really well right now, man. They beat the Cubs today. 3-2, Julio Urias, the 20-year-old, showed up, and if the Dodgers end up not limiting his innings too much, he's going to be a key factor for them down the stretch, especially if Kershaw's still dinged up.
Dodger, the bottom line is that kid looked like Viagra for the Dodger fans there, Zach.
Yeah, Julio Urias has been good this year. I mean, a lot of people are talking about, you know, he's been the best in baseball at picking runners off, which is kind of crazy to think. I mean, he hasn't had as many starts as most pitchers, so that's pretty impressive, I'd say.
You know, it's sort of cool to watch a pitcher with an extra element. You know what I mean? I mean, Marichal had the high kick. I don't know if you guys have heard, of course, about Juan Marichal, but he had this high kick, and he come with all these different herky-jerk deliveries, much like the Giants, which the guy from the Dominican Trejo does now. I mean, I'm telling you, Marichal was special, but picking guys off, we don't see specialties like that in baseball anymore. Dominic, why is a pickoff not called for that much anymore?
It's one of those weird things where I think it's such a niche thing where guys that are very good at it, the most recent one I can think of is Jamie Wright. He wasn't that good of a pitcher. I think part of it is the success rate. Realistically, you could become a master of that, but the odds of you getting out, it's a very limited window in which you can get that guy out, and the success rate's very low. So rather than master a supplementary skill like that, obviously the pitchers are going to put more onus to attention and focus on actually pitching. Although when you look at a guy like John Lester, who almost, I think he's thrown over to first maybe three times in the last 5 years, when you get to a guy like that, obviously then it's an issue. For the most part, it's not too much of an issue, guys, throwing over.
Hey, Zach, let's see if Dominic can sit tight for this one without going crazy. Quote, ESPN Stats and Info this week via Twitter. The Giants are on pace to be the first team ever with the best record before the All-Star break and the worst record after the All-Star break. Dominic, comment on that?
They're not doing anything to dissuade ESPN from being right. That's for damn sure.
They've went 12-25.
They're horrible, and it's funny because they were playing so well. Everybody seemed to be really clicking, and there were a couple injuries here and there, and, you know, everybody was really talking, okay, they've got the All-Star break, they're going to rest up. When they come back, things are going to be great, and boy, have they absolutely floundered here in the second half. If it's not the hitting, it's the pitching, and it's just one of those horrible cycles. We were talking about it earlier in the year with the Dodgers, really, where the lineup's hitting well, but the pitching's terrible. Oh, we're going to flip the script. The pitching's going to do well this week, but we're not going to hit. And that's just been the way to summarize the Giants' second half so far. And unless they really get things rolling here, they did lose to the Braves on Saturday, not a team you want to lose to. Unless they get things rolling here, the Dodgers look like they might cruise on to that NL West division title.
Zach, there's no rush to bring the K-Man back, Clayton Kershaw.
No, not really. I mean, you know, for Dodger fans, I think they just want to see him come back fully rested and ready to go. I mean, there's no need to rush. They're playing better than people could have anticipated without him. So I think that they should just wait until he's at his best.
Talking Major League Baseball right now, of course, this is Johnny Tackle and the All-Stars. My All-Stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. We have open phone lines live around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I invite you to call, but if you're a turd, you will get flushed. Looking at the 2016 Giants, talk about their stats. First half, they scored 4.71 runs a game. Now they're scoring 3.81 runs a game. Not big change there. Maybe a run. Anyway, runs allowed per game. They were allowing 3.90 games runs the first time, first half of the season. Now it's 4. The stats really aren't that different as far as runs are concerned. Why is their record so bad, Dominic?
Well, the scoring one run a game less, that's actually much bigger than it sounds. It's a huge deal because if you really think about it, they can be going from this score 6 runs one day and then 2 runs the next day, and that equals out to the 4. Well, now they're only scoring 4 and 2 to get to that 3. So that one run, although it doesn't sound like it's a big deal, the fact that they're scoring an entire run less per game, that's actually a huge deal. And like I said, it's they're in a very cyclical bad spot right now where they can't really get the pitching and the hitting to be playing well at the same time. Obviously, they have games where they'll get a little bit of both. Look no further than Matt Moore earlier this week. 8 2/3 of a no-hitter before Corey Seager broke it up against the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. I think they won that game maybe 4 or 5-0. So they scored the runs and got the pitching. But for the most part, that hasn't been the story in the second half.
I think the Giants are looking pretty good as far as the wild card is concerned. But what kind of team can they put forth in the playoffs if they can't score runs and they're not pitching? I mean, they're just if they're failing across the board, how do you improve an across the board failure, Dominic? How do you do that without saying, you know, we need to come back next season and try to rebuild things? I mean, talk to me.
You know, that's a difficult thing because in a way it's kind of an intangible thing being able to, in theory, sync everything up together. It's on the players. Right now, they're really banged up right now, and that's unfortunate because you'd like to see them healthy so that they could try to play through this rut and get everything going. Now that they've got Matt Moore on board, and he looks like he's starting to get comfortable, but they're really dinged up right now. Kane has hurt his back. Jake Peavy was going to fill in for him on Saturday. He got hurt, so Albert Suarez ended up starting the game. Hunter Pence re-aggravated his hamstring. Buster Posey's dinged up. It's not looking good. And unfortunately, this is one of those things where they're just going to have to play through and try to figure it out. And to your question about the playoffs, when you get to the postseason, the hitting becomes a little less important. It's still important, obviously, to score. Duh, that's how you win games. But when it comes to the postseason, just the abbreviated series, if your starting pitching is on point, if it's clicking, which we've seen, the Royals, the Mets last year, the Giants in their title years. If the pitching is clicking and there's timely hitting, you don't even need consistent hitting, but if the pitching can hold the other team to one run, no runs, etc., that's all you really need in the postseason. It's like hockey. All you need is a hot goalie. Any goal you score is going to win it. So if the Giants can get the pitching going here in this last month and change of the season, I think they'll be okay if they make the playoffs.
Just like they did in the wild card win.
Yeah,
That was all about Zach, and you can comment on this. It was all about timing that year. They had a hot run there towards the end, and then in the playoffs, everybody got together and the team gelled.
Oh, Nick, I mean, I'm definitely not counting the Giants out. Like, I will not be surprised at all if they end up, you know, going all the way to the World Series again this year.
You never know. Of course, they were picked before the All-Star break to be the team that's going on. Speaking of teams that are hot and happening, before we get to the Cubs real quick, Dominic, tell me about Gary Sanchez.
Gary Sanchez is basically the reason that Yankees fans can relax about the way things have changed, where they put onus on prospects, and Gary Sanchez became the first Yankees rookie to hit 10 home runs in a calendar month. So I know you've really been frustrated, Taco Man, watching the dynastic Yankees completely change philosophies and not spend a ton of money in free agency like they have. Well, this is what they've been trying to accomplish. Is they're trying to copy kind of the model of the Chicago Cubs and the Tampa Bay Rays, their division rival, where they build up the farm system and get these kind of prospects. Greg Bird, Luis Severino, who you've spoken very highly of earlier this season, and now Gary Sanchez, and he's at a premium position. Gary Sanchez is a catcher. The Yankees have really – they went out and signed Brian McCann. He obviously has not continued to play at the all-star level that he did with the Braves. But Gary Sanchez looks like he may be the real deal. And it really gives a shining light for the Yankees for the future, because until Gary Sanchez and these guys got called up and had an opportunity to play, it was all an uncertainty because prospects are so hit or miss. I'll take a quick story with the Giants. Madison Bumgarner was coming up with a minor leaguer, Tim Alderson. Well, Tim Alderson doesn't pitch in the professional baseball at all anymore, so prospects can be so hit and miss.
Good point. Zach, I got to ask you, any word on A-Rod going to the Angels? I mean, you know, A-Rod can do some. I still think A-Rod can play baseball, just a designated hitter. I think he can.
I think the Angels should look at that. I mean, they're already blowing money on a lot of, you know, old guys, so they might as well give that a try.
No, but I think they can get him to an extent where they don't have to pay the entire contract. And I mean, they could work things out, you know what I mean? And I think he would be in a bit of an attraction. There's no doubt about that. Of course, A-Rod doing his thing with the Yankees, being thrown off the team with like 2 weeks left in the season. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, back with more Taco Man and his All-Stars right after the break.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Get it in here. I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What the hell's going on out here?
Unbelievable. Before we get to gridiron, the NFL, of course, a little college football as well. Charles J. will join us in hour number two. And Ryan DePaul, the president of the A7FL League. I kid you not. It's a 7-on-7 football league. They're pros, but they don't wear any pads or any helmets. It's pretty cool. I got to watch a video of that today, and I think there's 22 teams across the country, and the bottom line is I think this might just catch on. The bottom line is we'll talk with Ryan DePaul in hour number two here on Sports Byline. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Before I go to my All-Stars open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY is 1-800-878-7529. I got to ask you, Dominic, why did Colin Kaepernick, why did his sitting down during the national anthem cause such a big stir? I mean, it wasn't like he you know, I mean, this is not a big thing. Why is this such a big thing to certain people, and why do all these people have to be of one certain ethnic persuasion?
You know, I don't know exactly what it is, but we saw the same thing with Gabby Douglas at the Olympics just a few weeks ago, where she was the only member of the Final Five to not have her hand over her heart. People are always seemingly looking for a reason to be in an uproar. There's certain parts of the United States and certain mindsets where people are very, very protective of the flag. I happen to think that Colin Kaepernick, there were more important things that he needed to be worrying about at that given moment, given it was going to be his first game. He ended up like 2 for 8 and threw for 14 yards, so he played absolutely poorly. I appreciate what he was trying to do. I totally get why he was trying to do it, but I think there was a better moment in time for him to do it rather than what may have been one of the more important games of his career since the Super Bowl.
How come Zach, Gabby got roasted on Twitter, man, and yet that douchebag swimmer ends up pulling off all that crap, causing the international controversy, and he gets very little heat. Different in complexions there?
I definitely think there is something to that, you know. I at the end of the day, it just feels so silly to me that people get that upset. I mean, it's kind of creepy when you really think about it, that they want you to pledge and all that. They want you to do all that type of stuff where you're like making some type of secret pact. And it's just, I always found that kind of strange that people really want to enforce that type of thing, but then claim at the same time to be about freedom of speech.
Zachary, I got to ask you a question, put you on the spot right here. You're the daughter of an African-American daughter. You have an African-American daughter. Does this race thing play heavily in your mind? I mean, when you see all this stuff going on around the country, how racism seems to be coming to the forefront, and equality and compassion and understanding everybody's doing their own thing and everybody deserves to live their life the way they want. That's sort of not the path. It's gone. I mean, there's a certain element of America now that just wants to control what we do, what we think, the whole nine yards.
That is in my mind a lot. And you said it just now. I mean, most of America will see my daughter and say that that's an African-American girl. And I know that that's a reality for people. Like, technically, she's mixed. You know, she's black and white. But a lot of people will just see her as black. And that tells you all you really need to know about what race is in America these days.
Okay, Dominic, I got to ask you this because you always walk the line here as far as me and Zach are way, way, way left. And you sort of walked the center of the line here. Why did the how can I put this? Do you think What should be done with the swimmer that got away with Ryan, whatever his name is? What should be done with him? What penalties should he face? Should he face some type of criminal fine for his malicious mischief? I mean, what do you think?
Well, Brazil has already said that they're going to – I don't know the exact wording of it, but something is going to be sent to Ryan Lochte over here in America. So that's one good thing. He has been dropped by his four biggest sponsors, which is good. And if I were to see that – if the Olympic Committee were to go ahead and – say, hey, you know what, Ryan, we appreciate what you've done in the past for us, but that was a very big black eye that you put on the United States. In Rio, you were done and you just got ridiculous. If they told him, if they terminated his swimming contract so that he doesn't swim for the United States anymore, I think that's the most appropriate thing. You know, you mentioned Ryan Lochte when we were talking about Gabby Douglas. I have a better example, actually, that proves your same point, because I do think Ryan Lochte has gotten roasted on social media very much. My example would be Michael Phelps, who was laughing on the stand. Obviously, it's not that big of a deal. He was laughing because he saw some fans from his hometown, but he did not have his hand over his heart. He was not at attention. He was not pledging as the national anthem was playing. I think and nobody really cared about that too much. I think that was more of a bigger deal when you compare race and what kind of where we hold certain standards between Gabby Douglas and I think Michael Phelps was a little bit of a more online example than Ryan Lochte was.
Let's be honest. You know, Mr. Phelps was like the face of the Olympics. He's the most prolific Olympic medal winner of all time. Of course, he eclipses Mark Spitz and a lot of other guys. And that was his moment in the sun. He chose to do what he did, but nobody roasted him on it. You're right, nobody brought that up. So I guess we got to ask this question now. All right. The bottom line is we'll go back to the Olympics and all. Do you think the Olympics were a success, Dominic? Were the Olympics a success? Will Brazil prosper from the Olympics?
Like I said, the only way that they're going to prosper from this, the only way they're going to end up in the green is if the government is able to be stabilized in any manner. But based on what's happened so far, the way that one of the swimmers was essentially extorted for his passport, it sure doesn't look like they're going to have the stability needed to appropriately prosper from the Olympics. So I think it may, in the end, end up being a dud.
Back to the NFL. What's happening in L.A. with the Rams? I mean, you got to tell me, Zach, they're on the front. I read the L.A. Times online. You know, the L.A. Times doesn't, like, allow you to just read 10 articles a month like the New York Times and, like, they want to charge you afterwards. You read all the L.A. Times articles you want, and the Rams are hot and heavy down there. Besides the Rams signing that wide receiver this week to that $42 million deal, what else have the Rams done?
Well, you know, I mean, the Rams, they have like a very solid defense, you know, and they've had that for the past few years. Right now, I think the quarterback position is actually kind of solidifying, and it looks like it probably is going to be Case Keenum. I mean, we'll see what happens, but right now that looks to be the case because Jared Goff just doesn't look like he's quite ready to be a starter yet.
You agree with that, Dominic?
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Goff has not looked good at all. He's looked like a rookie should look, in being completely realistic. I know he was a first pick overall, but he looks like he is a rookie. Case Keenum, I'm not saying he's a great quarterback by any mean, but Case Keenum can get the job done, at least in the interim, while Goff really, you know, fine-tunes everything and continues to learn the ropes.
Okay, here's the $64,000 question. Dominic, can Dak Prescott get the job done?
I think Dak Prescott can get the job done for what the Cowboys would need him to get the job done for.
For the entire season. They don't have anybody else.
You know, I understand that, but I think the way that the Cowboys are constructed, I think they're constructed well enough that Dak Prescott doesn't have to go out there and be the man. He just has to go out there and do his job. If Ezekiel Elliott doesn't have any suspensions for testing positive for any marijuana or drugs or any issues, if he can stay on the field and stay healthy, that offensive line is the best offensive line in football. They can comfortably run the ball. Ezekiel Elliott may be a top five running back in the entire league. And if they can run the ball, Dak Prescott has shown, although it is the preseason, so we have to temper our expectations way back to dial it back because he's playing second and third string team defenses.
Paper defenses.
Exactly. You can only put so much stock into the preseason, but Dak Prescott has shown that he can be effective in the passing game, and we know how dynamic he is with his legs from his time at Mississippi State. So I think Dak Prescott can do enough and hold down the fort until Romo is healthy, should he get healthy enough.
Well, Zach, I got to ask you this, because, you know, it's time to stick a fork in Tony Romo, man. I think he missed 15 games last year, 12 or 15, something like 15 games, and he's going to miss at least 10 to 12 games this year. I mean, why even bring him back? The guy's old and busted up. Now, what can he bring to the dance? Plus, he started camp fat.
Definitely this year, I don't see why you'd bring Tony Romo back. I mean, because, scenario A, the Cowboys actually end up doing pretty well, right? Then why do you bring him back if they're doing well? Okay, scenario B, they're doing bad. Why do you bring him back if they're doing bad? Like, you're not going to salvage the year with him. And if, let's say they're like 2-4 or whatever it may be, or 3-5 after 8 games, which is, he's supposed to be gone at least half the season. So why would you bring him back on a sub-500 team? It's not going to get anything done.
Speaking of sub-500 teams, we talked about Colin Kaepernick a little earlier and his failure to deliver. Of course, his first time in a game in quite a long time. Dominic, are the 49ers looking good under Chip Kelly outside of Colin Kaepernick?
Let me give you a little stat here, Taco Man, from their game on Friday against the Green Bay Packers. The Packers threw the ball 30 times, and they ran the ball 40 times, okay? Mm-hmm. The 49ers threw the ball 20 times and ran the ball 24 times. So to say Chip Kelly's offense isn't working yet is far from an understatement. The 49ers had 44 plays. to the Packers. God, what's the number there? Almost 75. So the 49ers have not clicked at all. The quarterback play, Gabbert's just been okay. I think that's as good as you're going to get from Blaine Gabbert. Kaepernick did not look up to the task at all. Christian Ponder, they brought him in just to have another arm. He's played decently, but he flamed out with the Vikings and couldn't do much with the Raiders last year. So the 49ers are a mess, and there's a reason they're not favored to win any games this year.
Zach, is it time to bring back that Amici's guy, Jim Tom Sula?
I think they're missing him. They're missing Tom Sula. That's the key ingredient this year.
Amici's is missing him or the Niners?
I think both. Probably Amici's a little more.
All right, what about the Oakland Raiders? Let's go across the pond. The Oakland Raiders. Talk to me about what's happening with the Raiders now. The Raiders have been picked to win their division by some experts. Where do you stand on that, Dominic?
I think the Raiders have the potential to win the division. I'm definitely not ready yet to say that they're going to. You're going to have to see how Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, Latavius Murray, how these guys perform now that they have expectations on them. You know, for a professional athlete, that sounds so mundane that, oh, now everybody's watching and they expect them to do good. How are they going to perform? Well, it's actually 100% true because we see it happen all the time when there's little expectations. It's easier to perform well. So now we have to see how the Raiders are going to do. They do have the revamped defense. I like that. They've upgraded the offensive line. And the Broncos, as great as their defense is, their quarterback's probably going to be Trevor Siemian. So the Raiders have an opportunity here. It will not be easy by any means. Kansas City's still a very good team. I think you can kind of discard the Chargers. They're not going to be very good. So the Raiders definitely have a chance. One other big news with the Raiders is that they filed for a trademark for the Las Vegas Raiders. Obviously, that's not a huge thing, but it's a very big first step in moving.
I told you. Zach, is the entire defense of the Oakland Raiders, is it circled around Khalil Mack this year, as it has been in the past?
On the Oakland Raiders, I'd say that he's up there, but Alden Smith also, you know, he's going to be important for them. We'll see how he does. I mean, he's had a lot of off the field issues.
Isn't he an ex-49er?
Yeah, he's an ex-49er, and they pretty much had to give him up because he couldn't stay on the field because of his substance abuse issues.
Too bad. Of course, you can take 15 Vicodin, just like Brett Favre, and get away with it. But if you get caught in a marijuana dispensary like Ezekiel Elliott, there's a chance you might be suspended. That's pretty sad, isn't it? Bottom line is, you're talking sports. This is Johnny Taco. I am Johnny Taco, of course, joined by my all-star, Zach Tag Young, and Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez. Ryan DePaul from, he's got an interesting game. He's talking about pro football with no pads. Straight up, pro football, no pads. That's 37, make it 40 minutes past the hour, hour number two. Charles J. Jones is at 20 minutes past the hour number two. Of course, combat sports, the top of hour number two. We're back with the close of this hour right after this on Sports Byline. On the crazy train, in her eyes, some world of passion, so much less, so deep inside to be unchanged.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Saturday, 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 Saturday.
57 and a half minutes past the hour before I bring in my All-Stars. We have a caller on the line. Looks like Jim Tomzula, the former 49 coach, is on the line. Coach, how are you? What does that mean?
I mean, not too bad.
How do you think the Chip Kelly offense is doing so far? Dominic thinks it sucks.
Well, you see, what I would do if I were there is I'd have him throw the ball and run the ball and throw the ball again.
What's it like not to live in San Francisco without an Amici's pizza?
It's a bit difficult. A lot of Philly cheesesteaks.
A lot of Philly cheesesteaks. Well, Coach, we thank you for the call, and best of luck in your future, okay?
Nah.
Dominic, I got to ask you, Jim Tomzula calls every once in a while, but still the same old coach, doesn't say much.
Nope, yep, that's definitely his MO there.
Okay, what's happening? We're talking combat sports now. We're into Charles J. will be here. Of course, we'll talk with Ryan DePaul as far as his non-pad, no-helmet football. Have you seen that, Dominic, at all?
I have not, but I know exactly what I'm going to do during the news break here. I'm going to watch a little 7-on-7.
And Zach Attack, you can do the same thing?
Yeah, that seems like a good idea to me. I mean, why not?
Okay, be ready. Charles J., we're going to pump Charles J. here. We're going to pump Charles J. as to who's going to win and why as far as the NFL playoff divisions, all that kind of good stuff. We're going to put his numbers on the spot here then. Are we all together on that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's put Charlie on the spot. Charlie will be here in about 20 minutes here on Sports Byline. You are tuned to Johnny Talking to Us All-Stars. I look around, and standing in front of this microphone is the one and only Johnny Taco. My All-Stars, Zach Attack Young, Dominic Cadwallard, and of course, the producer on the other side of the glass, the great Scott Cuddy. The bottom line is we're coming to you live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California, with live sports talk. Of course, a little comedy and humor as well. Up until the top of the next hour, straight up, join us after the news right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News.
with Jules McKinney.
Republican nominee Donald Trump addressing supporters at the kickoff party for Des Moines, Iowa's Roast and Ride, a charitable fundraiser for veterans, where he touched on his immigration policy.
These international gangs of thugs and drug cartels will be, I promise you, from the first day in office, the first thing I'm going to do, the first piece of paper that I'm going to sign is we're going to get rid of these people day one before the wall.
He also blasted the State Department over reports it will not release additional Hillary Clinton emails until after the fall election. An issue former DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz says doesn't go beyond the Washington Beltway.
There is not one person who I go and campaign on behalf of Hillary Clinton that asks me about emails. They ask me, Debbie, I want to make sure that the economy is stronger and that I feel like I'm on more firm ground.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Hillary Clinton now up to speed on the major threats facing the nation around the globe. Clinton received her first national security briefing today as the Democratic presidential nominee. Donald Trump received his briefing earlier this month. It's a national day of mourning in Italy for those killed in Wednesday's earthquake.
The death toll now near 300 after more bodies found beneath the rubble in the town of Amatrice, which was leveled by a 6.2 magnitude earthquake. The president of Italy flying to the devastated site by helicopter Saturday to see the damage firsthand before attending a funeral for about 40 of the victims. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
And Mississippi law enforcement holding a man in the murder of two nuns. State investigators say Rodney Earl Sanders has been charged with two counts of capital murder in connection with the killing in Durant, Mississippi. Sister Paula Merrill and Sister Margaret Held were found stabbed to death Thursday at their home. The nuns were nurse practitioners who provided health care at a local clinic. This is USA Radio News.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
President Obama is calling on Republicans to vote for the administration's emergency response to the Zika virus. In his weekly address, Obama says he asked Congress to fund emergency resources to fight the spread of the virus, and Republican lawmakers failed to act. The president says the Zika response is about more than politics.
That's why Republicans in Congress should treat Zika like the threat that it is, and make this their first order of business when they come back to Washington after Labor Day. That means working in a bipartisan way to fully fund our Zika response.
Meanwhile, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander delivers the GOP weekly address and says the Affordable Care Act is on the verge of collapse. Alexander says consumers using the Obamacare insurance exchange in his state will pay over 40% more for their plans next year. The senator claimed Democrats will spend taxpayer dollars to prop up a collapsing Obamacare, but Republicans want to help Americans struggling with the high cost of health insurance.
In order to avoid a near collapse of our nation's health insurance market, we need a Republican Congress next year.
Finally, some good news out of New York in the case of two teenagers after a hike.
They were trying to figure out the way. It was a little bit too dark, and as the morning came, they were able to find a trail, and then they met a hiker on the trail who actually called the police for them.
Rescue officials praised the teens for finding shelter in the night and not seeking help until the morning, saying it's much more likely they would have been injured walking through the woods at night. I'm Jason Wirt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome to hour number two from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, is All-Star Sports. My All-Stars are Dominic Cadwallader, Jimenez, of course, and Zach Attack Young. And Dominic, I got to ask you this, Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor, were you thrilled with the fight they put on, or was that a little bit too crude for you?
Oh, no, I loved it. Easily probably the best fight I've ever seen.
Zach, now you and I don't think it's the best fight we've ever seen because we don't think there was enough skill employed, am I right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was the best fight I've ever seen, but I thought it was a great fight. It was an entertaining fight, and I think the UFC had to be happy with it.
I would think so, and the pay-per-view numbers were very well. They haven't been announced yet, because that's because they are very good, and they've got to pay those guys some big money. Bottom line is they're getting pay-per-view bonuses now. The UFC, of course, trying to come back with Brock Lesnar and Jon Jones, who both failed drug tests. Bottom line is we're talking combat sports tonight. We'll talk a little Charles J, of course, Mr. Plays by JAY.com. Talk about the NFL season, the playoffs, who's going to win, who's not going to win. And the bottom line is, on the other side of this break, we'll talk combat sports with Zach Attack Young right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
And now, today's Gemstone DIY construction tip. Before you prep your patio area, call your local utilities or 811 to have any plumbing, cable, or electrical lines marked. Then, dig down below the root level of vegetation in the area. For dry soil, try watering the area the night before you plan to dig, and always use landscaping cloth to create a barrier between the old soil and the new base of sand you'll be using. And now, a word from Gemstone.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal. We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Gemstone.
Gemstone comes in lightweight panels. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
Call Gemstone at 800-955-STONE. That's 800-955-7866.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
UFC on Fox 21 tonight. We had Damian Maia versus Carlos Condit, a welterweight battle. And Carlos Condit didn't last too long in this fight. A minute 52, he got choked out by Maia via rear naked choke, so not a good look for Carlos Condit, who was talking about contemplating retirement after the fight. We had former lightweight champion Anthony Pettis bounce back by way of third round submission over Charles Oliveira, who was a guy who was on the rise for a couple years, and now he's kind of lost a couple fights in a row, but still a good win to get back in the win column for Pettis.
A win. He hadn't won since Clinton was president.
You're correct in that. What did you think about Paige VanZant? She got she picked up a win tonight.
Well, Paige, you know, she's got some nice moves at 115, no doubt about it. Was that a flying head kick? I mean, she's got some nice moves, and I think that anybody that adds new things, I'm still rock hard over Cain Velasquez and that spinning back kick a couple of weeks ago, okay? I'll just never get over that. When I talk to people on the street, that's the first thing when we talk UFC, did you see Cain do that? And they go, oh, yeah. Everybody remembers that one spot because that was so cool.
Yeah, that was so surprising. I mean, you don't see heavyweights do that, so it definitely caught you off guard. And Paige VanZant, we haven't seen her throw stuff like that, so caught us off guard tonight.
Yeah, so, and Dominic always knocks me, or he sort of snickers when I say that I'd rather have Nick Diaz at my side walking through the back streets of Tijuana late at night instead of Cain Velasquez, the former heavyweight champion. And then Nick Diaz goes and kicks the spit with an H out of six big guys in Las Vegas last week who jumped them. They were running for their lives. He had a couple in choke holes. He choked a couple guys out. They were unconscious. The other guys ran for their lives. One guy against six? Come on, Zach.
Well, their style, the Diaz brothers' style, translates amazingly well to street fighting. So they're not guys you want to see in the streets.
Dominic, were you impressed with that? My guy taking out six guys like that?
Oh yeah, anytime. It's even all the more impressive that it wasn't like an actual fight. It was just an attempted gang jumping essentially on him, and he handled his business.
Jim Miller was the winner over Joe Lozano. Let's go back to last week though. UFC 202. Zach, you know, the majority decision for Conor McGregor, 48-47, three rounds of two, so-called two were called for by two judges. The third judge called it even. I look back at it. I had 3-2 for Conor McGregor pretty clearly. What about you?
Yeah, I don't get the controversy. McGregor knocked him down once in the first, twice in the second. So, I mean, he won those rounds. And then I thought he won the fourth round pretty clearly. I mean, Diaz had a big third, and I thought he edged out the fifth, especially with the takedown. But I don't know why people thought Diaz won that fight.
But the third round, Conor was there to be taken, Dominic, and Nate Diaz didn't jump on it. There was blood in the water. He didn't jump on it. He was the opponent. He ended up losing because he didn't seize the opportunity.
Yeah, and, you know, that's something that he did do in the first fight where Conor got winded really quickly, and he jumped all over that. He didn't pounce on McGregor this time around, and like you said, it cost him, and I agree with Zach. There was a lot of hoopla, you know, social media commenting on articles. Oh, yeah, Diaz got robbed, and I just, like Zach said, I don't see it.
But you know what? And I'll tell you this, a lot of people thought it was the greatest fight they ever seen because I think it was the most hype fight they'd ever seen. What do you think about that, Zach?
No, you got a point there. I do think that the fight lived up to the hype in a lot of ways. I mean, it's not often that, you know, a lot of times it seems like the best fights are fights that aren't hyped. This was a fight that was actually hyped, and it ended up being a great fight.
You know, it was ugly, too. I mean, both those guys, you wouldn't want to, like, wake up next to them the next morning after that fight, Dominic.
Oh, not at all. I think one of my favorite tweets regarding the fight was Diaz's face looked like a crime scene, and I had to completely agree with it.
We're talking, of course, UFC 202, just in the rearview mirror. Now, of course, UFC 203 upcoming, but first off, it's going to be UFC Fight Night. I'll talk about former champions Andre Arlovsky and Josh Barnett. They're going to go down September the 3rd. We'll talk about that. And if we can, just for a second, Arlovsky and Josh Barnett, former champions, going at it, heavyweight champions here. I got to like Barnett simply because I like Josh Barnett. He's one of my guys. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I think I would favor him because I think he's a lot more durable. Arlovsky is always hard to pick because of his chin.
That is cute. Okay, now last night, Benson Henderson was a winner in a fight, and the pit bull broke his leg. I mean, the fight, he just, in the middle of the fight, he just stopped and walked away. I mean, wow. Did you watch that?
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, you don't see that. That's actually probably the first time I've ever seen that, so that's pretty wild. But I guess Benson Henderson got back in the win column, so that's good news for him.
Yeah, with a broken leg. Of course, he's back at 155 instead of fighting at 170. Tried to move up to 170, got spanked down. Banked and sent back to 155 pounds, where he was the UFC champion. Quite fortunate, beating guys like Gilbert Melendez and Josh the Punk Thompson, some very controversial nods. Now, let's switch gears to boxing. Zach, 70-1 underdog David Peralta beat up on Robert the Ghost Guerrero tonight?
Yeah, that's why. I mean, I'm still, in a way, I'm shocked, but I thought Robert Guerrero lost to Aaron Martinez a couple years ago.
I thought so, too.
So, I mean, he's kind of been in decline. I mean, so I'm not completely shocked, even though it's a 70-1 underdog. I wouldn't have picked the guy, but In hindsight, you know, it's not the most shocking result.
Yeah, the Ghost team is not Cocknum anymore because Mario Serrano, his publicist, was the only Mexican I know that went out there on Google and said he was donating money to Donald Trump. So that sort of got him blasted on Google and, on Facebook and this kind of good stuff. And then I told him he was a sellout, so he obviously doesn't want to talk to me anymore. But tonight, Guerrero, what has Guerrero done that's been spectacular with a record of 33-5-1 with 18 whacks? Can you go back and tell me a spectacular performance in which you can remember that he took part in?
The Berto fight, I'd say. That's probably his signature win, you know. I really think that the CrossFit has hurt him. He just hasn't looked good since he started doing all this CrossFit stuff. And I was always kind of questionable about that because it doesn't seem to translate to MMA or to boxing or MMA in my mind. So I find that kind of strange that he got so into that.
What about John Jones and Brock Lesnar both getting passes on this estrogen blocker? John Jones says he accidentally took it and the U.S. Anti-Doping Association is buying that, Zach?
That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, we've already seen John Jones have, like, questionable testosterone levels in the past, so this should have raised their eyebrow more than that, I would say.
Okay, UFC 203 on the horizon. Of course, we'll talk about the UFC heavyweight championship online. Stipe Miocic taking on Alistair Overeem. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people picking Overeem here, and you and I have called him Overroyd, but is he really that live of an underdog here, or is he going to take the title from the guy from Cleveland?
He's shown improvement. He's definitely tightened up his defense, but it's kind of the same type of thing with Arlovsky, where it's like it's hard to pick Overeem with that shin, and when someone's as accurate of a puncher as Miocic is, I don't know. I lean towards him. I think he'll probably be able to knock Overeem out at some point.
The return of BJ Penn at featherweight, the former lightweight champion, coming back at 145 pounds, taking on Ricardo Llamas. Real quick, October the 15th in the Philippines. BJ Penn got a shot here at featherweight?
I think BJ Penn, I really think his best days are done, but I don't know. In a lower weight class, he could be more effective because he's always been a bit out of shape for lightweight and especially welterweight.
In other words, he was a fat lightweight, right?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, what do you think he has a shot, or do you think BJ Penn is just finished?
I think BJ Penn's done. Hey, do you know what they used to call a Mexican? Do you know what they used to call a Mexican heavyweight in the old days, Zach?
You've told me this, but go ahead.
A fat Mexican middleweight. You are tuned to these. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the WBO. You can follow WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. Next up, Charles Day of PlaysByJAY.com and the All-Stars. Hook it up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Look at Timbo with a Muay Thai kick. He's got it all. Great shot, line up a shot, and weather the storm. He knows what it's like to have to weather an early storm. Look at this stuff.
Oh, what a second with the Timbo on the back.
Listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Buffalo.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Less than 3% of you people read books, but less than 15% of you read newspapers. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. Television is not the truth. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
What a douchebag. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Johnny Toppin, this All-Stars live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Time to bring in the man from PlaysByJAY.com. We'll talk about Mr. Charles Say. Charles, say hello to the All-Stars, of course, Zach Attack Young and Cadwallader Jimenez.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
I'm doing quite well, Charles. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about your cohort there?
Fantastically
Where is
wealthy.
He? All right. We're all checked in.
Fantastically wealthy. What? Go on. Charlie,
oh,
what's
said that?
Charlie, he is that. Fantastically wealthy. Let's talk about the NFL. Who's going to be the hot teams this year, and what are the numbers that you're coming up with as far as, like, playoffs, things they had a concern real quick?
I'm looking for a leap on the part of the Baltimore Ravens this season. Of course, that's provided that Joey Flacco can be healthy. Obviously, he went out with his knee injury last season. They had 20 guys on injured reserve at one time or another. That's more than any other team in the NFL. I think they are going to be able to carry out their game plan. Now, that's provided that they're going to have even moderate luck, you know, or average luck with injuries compared to other NFL teams. I think they have a deep running game. They have a commitment to the running game, pretty good offensive mind and coordinator Mark Trestman. Steve Smith has come back for another season at wide receiver. They've added other receivers, and they're going to get It looks as if they're going to have the services of last year's number one pick, Rashad Perryman, who had to sit out all of last season with an injury. So they're getting a lot of people back on offense. On defense, Terrell Suggs was injured in the first game, was out for the rest of the season. Elvis Dumervil did not have a big year for them. If those guys can have a season not necessarily comparable to what the best they've done in the past, but even passable. And then with the addition of Eric Weddle who was with San Diego last season in the secondary, I think this is a team that can make a lot of noise in the AFC North, certainly have a chance to win that division. I think they'll go neck and neck with Cincinnati there.
Got a short segment here. We're talking with Charles Dill, the man from PlaysByJAY.com, of course. Baltimore went undefeated in the preseason, scoring 71 points and having 46 points scored against them. Mr. Plays by JAY.com, do preseason numbers, do those numbers count? Can we take anything from that?
No, not necessarily. I mean, the way I handicap preseason much of the time is I think there's different coaches have different attitudes toward the level of effort they want to see from their team as far as winning is concerned. Some coaches like to win more than others. We've got a coach going tomorrow, for example, Mike Zimmer, who is in his his third year as coach of the Minnesota Vikings. So far, he is 10-1 straight up in preseason games and 9-2 against the spread. So obviously, he calls upon a little higher level of effort than some other coaches do. There are other coaches that don't necessarily care all that much at all. In fact, Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers has a terrible preseason record, which was surprising why they were able to beat New Orleans on the road last night. But, I mean, for the most part, I think it's only really a reflection of that, and I think it's also a reflection of how long these guys will put starters in games. If you look at Andy Reid, for example, a couple weeks ago, he had his starters in, I think, at least into the third quarter in the second preseason game. So clearly he wanted to see some crispness there out of his charges.
Charles Jay is our guest. Of course, he's the man from PlaysByJay.com. And I'll take it to Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez. Dominic wants to know how the Bay Area team's going to go. Dom, take it away.
All right, yeah, Charles, the big story when the schedule was released that the 49ers were not favored to win any games. Has that changed at all? And do you see them? How many games do you see them actually winning?
I think the Niners, they're probably in the 4 or 5 game range, probably. And the reason I say that is I think they've been able to a certain extent, use the home field to their advantage. Remember, and we discussed this last season, guys, remember when the Super Bowl came, that surface plays games with other teams. I mean, if you're used to playing on it, it's a little more advantageous for you. And the Niners held teams well below their offensive average last season at home. The problem was they couldn't score any points. I imagine they'll score some points with Chip Kelly and his offensive system, but still they don't have a lot of talent, and they're going to need to really build up their personnel, and that's pretty much the story in San Francisco.
Hold on a second. Like the rest of the Los Angelinians, I'm talking about everybody that's a Rams fan, they don't need Viagra. They're rock hard. And, Zach, you got something on the Rams for Charles? Go.
Yeah, Charles, do you personally think that Jared Goff should be starting for the Rams next year? Do you think that he's just not ready?
This year, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I think they're doing the right thing with him. What he's going to do is I don't know how many people watched the game last night, the college game between California and Hawaii. If you saw that system that Cal was playing in, that's the system Jerry Goff played in for, 3 years, I guess, in the college ranks. And it's a lot different than having to go into the pros and play a little more pro style and go under center. So there are adjustments to be made. They got a seat warmer, so to speak, in Case Keenum. I imagine they'll play Sean Mannion as the backup. And they did bypass Nick Foles. You know, Nick Foles they released, and they went with Keenum instead in that situation. And I think they have some confidence in him moving forward. Now, I don't know if they have confidence in him taking them to a playoff spot, but as we discussed, I think, several weeks ago on the program, Goff isn't going to do that as a rookie either.
Bottom line is Joey Bosa has not signed with San Diego, Charles. They offered him a lot of money. I mean, they offered him more money, I think, than anybody but Carson Wentz this year. Why won't he sign?
Well, what he's looking for is his entire signing bonus of $17 million in this calendar year. The Chargers want to delay or defer 15% of that signing bonus, or roughly $2.5 million, until next March, which would be the next calendar year. And that is really the main difference between these two teams right now, except in terms of the contract. Now we get into the personal part of it, in which now the Chargers have pulled an offer off the table. They've gone public after doing that. They've talked about in detail what kind of offer they've made and how it ranks. And as you mentioned, He is being their offer would make him more money in this calendar year than anyone of the first round draft choices, except for Wentz. Meaning that Goff's money, a lot of that must be deferred until next season. So, and you know what they're trying to do is, I think, take a posture in which they're presenting their offer not only as very competitive but very generous. And they have taken the tack of going public. And that is something that the Boza camp has taken great exception to, as they've characterized it as negotiating through the media. And this is a really interesting dynamic, and I know we're running short on time, but it's definitely something, I guess, to take it to the next segment. As to the dynamic involving this vis-a-vis the stadium that San Diego is trying to cultivate some support for, which is going to be up for a referendum in November. Remember, they're trying to stay in the city of San Diego, but they want a very expensive stadium that is mostly paid for by taxpayers in order to keep them there, or they might be off to Los Angeles. And it's interesting to take a look at not only both sides in this negotiation between Bosa and the Chargers, but also both sides for and against the Chargers going public as it relates to this vote on the stadium.
Charlie, we gotta put that on a hold until next week. All the best. PlaysByJAY.com is the place to go on the web, folks, for the numbers on sports. He is the genius of all geniuses, Mr. Charles Day of PlaysByJAY.com. Next up, we're talking pro football. No pads, no helmets. You think I'm kidding? No. Next up, we're talking pro football straight up. Man to man, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Folks, I am intrigued by a new concept of pro football. I'm talking about pro football without any pads. A7FL is what it's called. A7FL.com is the website. Of course, the man that's putting it all together is Ryan DePaul. He is the president, and Ryan's on the line from Florida. Ryan, how's life treating you?
Life's all right. I'm actually in New Jersey. My partner, Sean, he's lucky to be in Florida. So life's good up here in Jersey, though.
Now, with the Zika thing, you're probably luckier being in Jersey.
I heard, well, it's coming up here now, too, from what I'm reading. So
not good news. No doubt. I'm going to Puerto Rico in October. I'm not thrilled about that at all. Anyway, let's talk A7FL. What is A7FL? It's these guys aren't wearing helmets. Talk to me about the game.
So it's 7-on-7. It's full contact without pads. The game looks very similar to any other style of football you've seen, you know, minus the fact that we don't wear the pads. You see some traditional offenses like wishbone and shotgun, eye formation. You can pretty much run all the, you know, traditional style offenses and defenses. And the game's awesome. We still play 100 yards, but we shrink the width of the field. We play from sideline to far hash mark, which is about 40 yards in width. Mm-hmm. And that scales the game perfectly for, the great combat zone for the 7-on-7.
You know, in football, it's an exciting sport. There's no doubt about it. But I've always been, how can I put this, not turned on by the fact you've got guys going at each other wearing these steel helmets. I never thought the steel helmets and that kind of good stuff. I thought it's just, it sort of gives you a license to act recklessly and regarding your health, if you know what I'm talking about, right?
Right. I mean, listen, when you have the pads on and you're in a combat, full contact type situation, your best weapon is the helmet. It doesn't hurt to hit with the helmet, but all those shots add up. That's the point.
Yeah, that's
so, you know, guys are absolutely, they're inclined to put their best weapon forward, you know, like in anything else.
Are you surprised, and I don't know if you know who this is, but Alexis Arguello, he was a former boxing champion from Nicaragua, world champion in many divisions, explosive thin man. He told me that boxers were better off fighting with 4-ounce gloves because he said, boom, once you got hit once, it was over with. Instead of taking the punishment of a 10 or a 12-ounce glove over and over and over and over again and getting beat on, he thought it was always quick. And I've always been in the opinion smaller gloves are cool. But as far as football is concerned, I really don't think guys need – I think that, like you said, I think they're weapons. I think helmets and shoulder pads are weapons. And I think that this artistic look of the 7-on-7 exciting football, I got to watch some video of it. I tell you, I was really impressed.
The game looks great. And you know, you can do things without pads that you can't do with the pads. I mean, you know, pads weigh 15 pounds. They restrict your movement. You can't see so well with the helmet. So, you're seeing guys out there, you know, making some incredible acrobatic catches, some great moves in the open field. So it's definitely, you know, less restrictive for sure. You got the good speed of the game on offense, and you still see some big hits.
I'm sorry, Ryan DePaul is our guest, folks. He is with A7FL.com. It's a 7-on-7. It's a 7-on-7 football competition of pros. I'm talking about no pads, straight up good-looking football, no doubt about it. Now, when we talk about the CTE levels in the NFL and things like that, Jerry Jones said a few weeks ago that he could find no correlation between brain damage and the NFL, does that sort of like dismay? Does that blow you away?
I don't know why anybody that's not a doctor or a scientist would comment on it at all. It does kind of blow me away.
But it is pretty obvious if you got two 250 pound guys running at each other 15 miles an hour that something's going to happen. Not good.
Right. I mean, yeah, no doubt about it. You know, to just ignore that there's an issue is definitely negligent. You know, there's definitely ways out there to monitor the impacts. You know, we're actually partnered up with iOne Biometrics, who gives us these mouthpieces that have a chip inside of them that records real-time data to a laptop so that we could actually see the impacts that these guys are getting. you know, 30 G's, 20 G's, whatever it is. So we have a scientific study right now that's being conducted by NJIT that's analyzing all this data, and they're going to be able to actually compare our game without PEDS to a game with PEDS. So that's responsible. You know, before people go and say, oh, it doesn't exist or it does exist, we're going to let the science do the talking for that.
You know, and back to having these athletes not wear helmets, you know, when boxing put amateur headgear on Olympic boxers, it took personalities away from the box, sort of coming boxer A and boxer B. And now that you've got no helmets on, I mean, people are able to relate to faces and individuals a little bit more.
Right, yeah. You know, you're out in the supermarket, you know, and these guys say it all the time. That, you know, they're on the subway or, you know, they're doing their normal thing and people recognize them all the time. I mean, I could have an NFL guy walk right past me and probably wouldn't, you know who he was because I'm used to seeing him with a face mask. You know, the A and B thing definitely applies. You could see these guys, you could hear these guys, and it's definitely more personal about having their faces covered with a face mask.
Quote, it's not flag, it's not two-hand touch, it's the real deal with a real mission. End of quote. ABC2, Miami, Florida, talking about A7FL, A7FL.com. That is the league, of course, 7-on-7. How many teams are in the league?
Last year we had 22 that were in Baltimore, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. And this year we're expanding out to Florida, actually, Michigan, and New Mexico. And we have a lot of interest in different states, but of course, you know, we need to pop up some divisions out there. So we're open to take teams. We have a lot of inquiries. You can go on the A7FL.com website, click on teams, and fill out the form. We'll get right back to you and help you get your team set up for next year.
You guys are going to make a run. I can feel this. I'm telling you, I think you guys are going to make a run because I think the concept is there. It's exciting. Guys aren't dying and being carried off the field left and right with, you know, injuries that are, how can I put this, life-threatening. I mean, because, you know, Mike Davis, the former L.A. Raiders cornerback, I mean, he can't hear. And his deafness has gone from 11 concussions the Raiders never told him about, 11 concussions he found out later. But he's sort of happy that he's only deaf. I mean, can you believe that he's happy? He's only deaf? I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is. I mean, I don't really know what's in the minds of these guys. I mean, they're getting paid, they're having fun, and like I said, I played it both ways. I play with the pads, without the pads, and the scariest thing about the helmet is it really doesn't hurt to hit with it. That's why people are so inclined to put their head down. It does. Those things are made so it doesn't hurt to hit with it. But sure, I mean, those impacts, they add up. They add up. Okay. But I could see how somebody, you know, how people could have been ignoring it for years. They just weren't really feeling the effects to it. Or they were just ignoring it. A coach would just say, oh, you just got your bell rung, or shake it off. You know, you can remember that type of stuff in Pop Warner.
I remember
that. It was no big deal.
Ryan, in boxing in the 70s, I mean, I'd see guys get, I'd knock out guys in the gym and they'd spar the next day. And now that I look back on it, I say to myself, man, that's why those guys are rummy now. No, seriously, because we're talking about guys, you know, that had concussions. Guys who were like laid out, boom, and then they're sparring a couple days later. Man, that's not good.
No. You know, now that the technology and science is caught up, you know, people are, you know, starting to get more responsible and, you know, monitor what's going on and take more precautions. Because, sure, I mean, it's your head. You know, you're going to need it for a while.
So where can I watch A7FL? I mean, I want to watch this come the springtime. You guys have a springtime season, correct?
Correct, right. So we have an off season in the fall. It's actually late fall, November. It's called the Fall Brawl, and that's for new teams to recruit. The drafts take place. That's so everybody can roster their teams properly for the spring, which starts, I believe it's April 2nd is opening day. And the championship will be played on July 2nd.
Okay. 7-on-7, very fast. I mean, you know, there's no snoozing in this game.
Yeah, the game, we keep it moving. You know, it's a set cadence. Quarterback starts with the ball. You know, we've had some questions about that. But, you know, that one less exchange, you know, definitely speeds the game up. It definitely eliminates any fumbles between center and quarterback. And you don't have to have a center. You just have to have two down linemen. But the game's awesome. The game's great. You know, it's high scoring sometimes. You know, you get your stingy defenses out there that can mix up, you know, some daunting blitz packages. It could really make a headache for the quarterback. It's a great game to watch. It's a great game to watch. Football.
What about getting a TV contract? Has anybody talked? Has anybody come over and said, you know, I like that product?
We have had, we've had actually ESP E60. One of the producers is actually in contact with us now that's trying to get something greenlit at the higher level. We've had Love Productions are located in New York City and California and also have some shows out in the UK. So they're coming, but we don't have a contract yet. We're certainly looking for one. We know, you know, a TV deal can change everything. And, you know, in the springtime, what are people watching? You know, people love football. There's so much airtime out there. I mean, you know, you see the fan base, you see the people love this. I mean, we definitely deserve a shot. And I would definitely, you know, look forward to seeing this on TV. I'm sure a lot of other people would, too.
If brain damage continues to be the centerpiece of the NFL and helmet against helmet and mass against mass coming into each other like craziness, okay, just unbelievable craziness, and people start to realize and become more agreeable to the fact that no pads football is exciting and yet doesn't offer the injuries that the NFL puts forth, can you see yourself sort of like nudging these people, giving them an elbow, the NFL, I'm talking, hey, you guys move over a little bit?
I mean, it's really difficult to ever mention yourself in the same sense as the NFL, but I definitely can see parents and kids, you know, kids need football. They, you know, it builds so much character, and it's starting to disappear now. Parents are saying, nope, not my son, not my son.
Well, wait, time out, Ryan, should kids be taking hits at 12 and 13 years old, though?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, maybe not the repetitive shots, maybe not these dangerous shots, maybe not all week in practice, but I do believe that a version of our game would fit the youth perfectly. And it would still build all the character, you know, in these young boys growing up. I mean, some guys need football. I needed football, you know. So it's sad for me that I see these youth programs diminishing across the whole country. But to say that, you know, we're going to elbow the NFL, I mean, that's the greatest product out there. They're awesome. You know, are they going to take responsibility and start to try to fix some things? Maybe. I'm not sure.
Not if the biggest owner in the game's denying the existence.
Yeah, hey, if they want to come over here and on our teams, I wouldn't say no, for sure. But I see us probably making some headway in the youth department first, before, you know, anybody would. I mean, a lot of people are saying, oh, this is what the NFL should do, or, you know, or they're asking that question. I see so many leagues out there saying, oh, we're going to beat the NFL. And I just think it's crazy to mention our name in the same sentence as the NFL right now. They got a great product out there. I never have nothing bad to say about them. And, you know, that's pretty much where we stand. But I do think that we could save youth football. And I do think that this sport is entertaining enough that we should definitely have a place in the market come springtime for a TV contract for sure.
A74L.com. That is the league, folks. Ryan DePaul is the president. Ryan, I wish you the best of luck. And, of course, when this November game starts to roll around, we'll get back together and talk on the radio because I'm really going to follow you here and I'm going to push you as hard as I can here at Sports Byline.
Hey, I'm sorry to correct you, but it's A7FL, A7FL.com.
You got me right there.
American Sevens Football League. Appreciate you guys having me on.
A7FL.com, Ryan DePaul, the president. All the best. Thank you so much for spending some time with us on Sports Byline.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
56 minutes past the hour. This is hour number 2 of 2. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Go see All-Stars are Zach Young and Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez. Today in sports history, it sort of sucked. I mean, today was a horrible day in sports history. Nothing really happened. I'm looking at this. Nobody really died. Nobody was really born. I mean, come on. Big deal. New York Yankees pitcher Ron Guidry faced 28 men and beat the Texas Rangers on this day in 1977. 1-0. Don Lavesco rides a 21-foot Kawasaki motorcycle at 318 miles an hour. Why? I don't know. And Sebastian Coe of the United Kingdom set a one-mile record of 3 minutes and 47 seconds. That was back in 1981. Today was the birth date of Lou Piniella, of course, New York Yankees iconic manager in 1969, American League Rookie of the Year. Outside of that, the day was just terrible as far as sports history is concerned. Straight up, I know my guy's got something for me. Let's start off with the guy I put all the pressure on because he owns this place. Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez. Pressure, take it away, guy.
All right, something you may not know, Mr. Taco, all of the Al Jazeera alleged athletes have been cleared by the NFL or MLB. Peyton Manning, Clay Matthews, James Harrison, Ryan Zimmerman, Ryan Howard, and Julius Peppers have all been cleared of any wrongdoing. So it turns out that Al Jazeera report was the bunk report.
Say that first name again.
Al Jazeera.
No. The first player?
Oh, Peyton Manning.
Oh. He sexually assaulted people in college, got away with it. He had human growth hormone delivered to his house, and it was in his wife's name. Zach, remember that one?
I remember that.
And Dominic, you tell me he skates?
Yeah, he's been cleared of HGH wrongdoing, yes.
Okay, so in other words, the HGH was for his wife. Is that what you're contending, Dominic?
I'm just reporting the NFL's investigation said he was cleared and all these other guys have been cleared. They conducted independent investigations, meetings with these guys. Same goes with the MLB guys.
Zachary, father of Jasmine, take it away. Tell me.
A report came out that the rest of the NFL is laughing at the Chargers for not being able to sign Joey Bosa. And I think for good reason, because their whole reason was that they don't normally do that with players. That's not the Charger way. Well, the Charger way has gotten them 0 championships in their existence, so maybe it's time to change things up.
And these are my all-stars, folks. Zach Attack Young, Dominic Cadwaller, and Amanda's, of course, I am the Taco Man. Guys, first of all, I got to tell you, Dom, solid radio tonight. I thank you so much. You was the man.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, he's the boss. I have to say that. Zach, you are the greatest of all time. Whatever I just said to Dominic doesn't really matter. You're the greatest.
Thank you, Taco Man.
And say hello to Jasmine for me. Scott Cuddy on the side of the glass, kicking ass like he always does 24-7. He runs this network. Without him, we would not be on the air. Sports Byline 24-7. Check us out, sportsbyline.com. Don't forget, I return Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 2 hours, and then come back at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, No Holds Barred. This is Johnny Taco. You're tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco.